are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Every day is a great day. Today is the day the Lord has made, but today is a particularly great day because we've had some elections yesterday. And yesterday evening, we found out that we had a few winners and a few losers, and one of the losers is kind of upset. Here's Liz Cheney.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect. And I well understood the potential political consequences of abiding by my duty.
No sour grapes there. To talk more with us about this is Rory O'Neill. Rory, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, John.
Good morning. So I guess things didn't go Liz's way, but you kind of saw this coming, didn't she?
Yeah, I mean, the polls showed clearly she was going to lose by double digits, but really it was a bit of a shellacking. She raised about $15 million in the race, almost all of it from out of Wyoming, but still only got about 50,000 votes. So clearly the voters in Wyoming turned against her for voting to impeach Donald Trump and then becoming one of the two Republicans on this select committee investigating January 6th.
You know, we've seen this in Alabama before where a candidate out of nowhere gets raises a ton of money and then you look closer at it and the money doesn't come from people in the state with interest in the state. It comes from people outside the state who have no interest in this state. They just want to see the person going against your opponent win. And I guess that's the case with Liz Cheney. Now, there were some other elections yesterday, too. Do you have any information on how those came out?
Specifically up in Alaska, there were it's a little bit confusing now with the way that they do things with this ranked choice voting. So in the U.S. Senate race, it looks like Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator who voted to impeach as well and has faced a lot of criticism and an organized campaign led by former President Trump. Murkowski will advance to the general election in November against the Trump-endorsed candidate Kelly Shibaka and two others. They have the top four who advanced to the final in November. Meanwhile, in that congressional race in Alaska, they only have one seat in Congress. Sarah Palin will advance in the general election in November. A little unclear about the special. See, they did a weird thing. The former congressman died while in office, so they simultaneously held a special election and a primary yesterday. Palin will advance in the primary for what's going on in November. She may win the special election that would have her fill out the rest of Congressman Young's term. Those ballots are still being cast with that ranked choice voting. We'll get the result of that around August 31st.
I would imagine that would help Sarah Palin if she were to get in ahead of time and sort of become the incumbent, so to speak, come November, because then she's not an outsider. And she's not an outsider anyway. I think everyone in Alaska knows her pretty darn. I mean, everyone in America knows her pretty darn well. But it's basically it'll be in a vote. Do you want Sarah Palin or do you want not Sarah Palin? Because I can't imagine that whoever she's running against is any more well known than she is.
Right. And what they do now is they say, OK, we're going to give the top. So they had, I think, 22 candidates in the primary for the general election. So they had 22 in the list and then they pick the top four and they can be Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. But those four then make the final ballot in November.
So these elections, it's looking like some of Donald Trump is somewhat of a kingmaker because everyone he seems to get behind at least makes it through. If they don't outright win, they're at least hanging in there for another round.
Yeah, and just one stat. So we had 10 Republicans in the House who made the switch and voted to impeach Donald Trump after January 6th. Two of them will likely be back next year. Four of them retired, the other four losing their primaries, like Liz Cheney, because of these Trump-backed challengers. What's going to be interesting, though, is to see how this affects the general election. Take, for instance, what's going on in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump supporting Dr. Oz, but this Democrat Fetterman is doing better in the polls than expected. So So, you know, maybe Trump has influence among the Republicans in primaries, but is it enough to push the candidate over the finish line in November is a different question.
I got to think that the angrier people get at President Biden, the more they're going to be supporting Donald Trump's picks. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in November. Thank you so much, Rory, for joining us this morning.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.